Okay. Today we today's verse and the title is about reform. What's a reform? Before we talk about reform, let's talk about the form. What's the form? Most people know here. Thank you. Most people here. Maybe I need to stand a little bit away from over there.
Stand behind it.
Better? Good. Most of you here play tennis, right? I just want to use the tennis as an example, you know. The form in the tennis, right? Form is very important. In the tennis, right? To write form is, first of all, you need to bend down your knee. Second, you need to keep step, right? So if you go to a tennis court, you can tell, you know, very easily who has been got training or not, right? The people without have any training, he just stand up the straight, right? But people with the training, he knows the right form for play tennis is the bend down the knee, right? Keep the steps. If you get any chance to even watch the TV or read any advertise, there is a very famous tennis school in Florida. You know, the way they training all those tennis players, they have the very strong rubber band. Right? The rubber band is the band down from your shoulder to your ankle. So during the 8 hours training, all the players keep the form. The form is bent on the knee. So stand back. So after 3 months training, right, everyone knows the right form to play tennis is bent on the knees, because they stay the same form for 8 hours every day. So my point is, it's very hard to train in a human being to become a good form. However, on the other hand, to get a bad form is very easy. Because this is because the human being has that thinking in our mind, right? For all the daily life, right? You don't need to teach you, right, how to learn, and you get bad form right away. Even you know, sometimes you know this is the right way to do, right form to learn, right? I remember that right now, all the crew and the J crew, John asked everyone to read the book, right? The book called Renovation of the Heart, right? I guess most people should read that book, right? In that book, on the first page, at first paragraph, they're talking about a movie. Does anyone read that book and know what the movie the book talking about? I'm very sad. Right? If you read any book, right, the first page, he's talking in the movie about Matrix, right? During the movie, he's talking about Matrix, right? The Murphy told the Neo, the very important the truth in his whole life. The Murphy said, it's a big difference between knowing the path and walking the path. So this is human being nature, right? Sometimes you know what's the right way to do, but instead of doing that, if you really doing that, it's totally different. So for example, right, everyone knows the first thing in the morning, you need to brush your teeth, right? Before you go to bed, you need to brush your teeth. But, you know, especially for the young kids, how many times you just do it by yourself instead of have the parents yelling to you, have you done that? Have you done that yet? Right? And another example. We all know, right? First thing back from school, right? You should finish your homework first, and then, you know, the play. But think about that when you're young, all the kids right now, right? If you go home, if a parent's not in home, what do? Turn on the TV, right? Turn on the computer to play first, right? And wait until parents come back, and then do your homework. So this is nothing wrong, right? This is human nature. When I was young, I did the same thing, right? Just, you know, follow my own mind first, and then wait until parents come here and then do what the parents told me to do. Because everyone in our mind have the two forces, right? One force is from outside, right? When we were young, we do everything following the force from outside. Outside is like parents told us what to do, or the Bible told us what to do. But inside, we have our own force to teach us what to do. In the Bible, there is a lot of examples talking about the Israel people. The Israel people, their behavior, right? The same thing as the human being. I want to have the another king to replace him. So, so many examples told us, right, for the human being, it's a human nature, because we have seen, we don't want the force from outside. We just want to follow everything ourselves, which is just follow the everything is for myself. That's a very important reason. You know, I think this book, right, The Renovation of the Heart, the book teaches the way how to transfer our view to, instead of have ourselves at the center of our life, and have our all center our life to follow our Lord. So there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways for us to reform our way, our action, to change, to use the Lord as our center. Right? We all know we have to come to church, we have to pray, we have to read the Bible, and then the whole purpose is to have the Lord come to our mind, and we have the Lord have our center of life. But however, you know, everyone knows this is the right way to do, but it's hard. It's very hard to just follow that direction. So I think I highly recommend this book. Even right now, most people have not started to read the book, right? Maybe this is a brand new book in your bookshelf you haven't read, but read the book. It's very easy to follow. It's a lesson by lesson, step by step, and plus. It gives you the topic for people to come together on Friday night, and or even your parents to discuss about the topic and pray together. And then, you know, we have the force from our inside. Instead of have the parents, you know, told you how to do, there are the force from inside to teach us how to be the have the Lord in our center of life. Okay. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time to talk about, you know, how to pray, how to worship the Lord. I just give the small example in my own life, you know, how the Lord change my form, the way, so the to go to the Lord. When I first come to United States, I came as a student to study in the college. I compare with right now, I just went through the whole process. My son Jarwin is applied to the college. You know, this is totally different. The way I applied the college before, when I was in China, right? Because there is a guarantee you cannot get a visa if you don't get any scholarship from the United States, full scholarship. If you get 90% of scholarship, there's no way, okay? You won't get a visa. So to get a full scholarship, we have to do two things to take the test. Right? At that time, it's called the TOEFL test and the GRE test. You have to get a very high score test, write all your applications, and then, at that time, we don't even have the money to pay for the application fee for the test. So we have to borrow money to take the test, and then, you know, apply. So after that, you know, there's a long story. I spent 3 years to prepare the whole thing, and then got the full scholarship. And the full scholarship is asked me to work 20 hours a week, plus to take the three car subject classes. So I came to the United States. I knew, right? I had to spend my whole time to have time work, have time to study, to get a good score. Otherwise, my professor told me, if your score is like below 3.5, I won't give you the scholarship. And then for me, that means, you know, you spend so many years and you have to go back to China. So I know, you know, my priority here is to study as hard as I can. But my parents told me, you know, Yongchen, the whole reason I support you to go to the United States is I want to go to church. I want to go to you to follow the law. Otherwise, because in China at that time, we cannot, you know, the government don't allow people to do that. So it's a very strong struggle in my mind. How can I spend my, you know, treasure time? Right? From my mind, I know I have to spend 100% of the time in the study and the work together to support my scholarship, support my life. On the other hand, I know that's the good way to do, right? This is so good, right? At the time I was in the Michigan State University, right? There's a student fellowship, there's a church over there, people are very nice, you know, this is a plus, this is the first time I can, you know, read the Bible with the people together. But I decided, you know, I don't go. I should not go. I should come to the, you know, study. I spent 100% of time, you know, study very hard. And then, by the time I go to the first test, I'm very sure, you know, I should be able to get A. And for those students who have been in the college, you know that, right? In the college, even you get the 70, they scale for everything, right? If you get 70, if you are in the top of the class, right, you will get high score, right? So it doesn't matter. As long as you can beat most people in your class, you can get a top. So I think I was a pretty smart guy. I can beat all those students over there. So I went to the classroom to have a test. And then before the test, right, I saw everyone in the classroom, right? They bring out a piece of paper, right? They wrote out everything, a lot of stuff in the paper. I never think about it. It's possible, right? This is a test. A test means you have to remember everything in your mind, right? Okay. And the professor came, right? Look at the whole class. He didn't say anything, right? So the test began, and those kinds of the tests are, I don't know, for me it's also very hard. They ask you for the, you know, definition of the concept. Like for example, I was studying computer stuff, right? They ask you, you know, for example, what's the relationship between CPU and memory, right? You have to read a book, right? In the book, it's told you very clearly, right? Maybe, you know, five, six sentences to explain. But if I use my own word, it's very hard. But it was very hard for me. After the test is finished, I asked, you know, one of the students over there, why you guys can bring the piece of paper? And the student told me, during the class, the professor told everyone before the test that they allowed everyone to bring a piece of paper. You can write out whatever you like, right, to help you. Because my English was so poor, right? So I didn't hear that. Even I hear that, I didn't realize it's possible. So of course, you know, everyone, you know, have all the concepts in the piece of paper I did not have. So my test was not very good. I was so upset, you know, after that. But I realized something you cannot do by yourself, right? Something you cannot just depend on yourself, right? You have to, there is something, you know, it's beyond your control. But who is control the whole thing, right? I still have some, you know, remember, you know. I try to spend time, sometimes to spoke to my parents. So my parents told me again and again, you know, in your life, nothing else is more important than, follow the God. So after that, you know, I know, you know, this is very hard. I start to go to the fellowship every Friday night with the people. Even after during the middle of the week, I, you know, have the small, like they call cell, the Bible study group. We read Bible together, and you know, those a year and a half, the time flies fast. You know, I passed all those tests. I kept all the scholarship. I found a job. But when I look back, right, I know, you know, this is just as the Bible said, we have to reform ourselves, follow the God way, follow the God action, and then God will, you know, He will allow us to stay in His place, which is the best place. So this is my whole point, you know, for human being, right? It doesn't matter we are young, we are old, we have same situation. We have our own form. It's very hard to change our own form. However, only God can change our form if we invite God to stay our inside, and then we can change our form. Okay, that's all my message. Let's pray together. every God we know, we all have seen, and we know it's very hard for us to have the right form. But we know you teach us, and you are the only force can come to our inside, our life, to change our life, and to let us to follow you. We pray for the God to have you come to everyone in our life, so we know we will get blessed from you. This is in Jesus' name.